I want to talk to you this morning about cigarettes, or rather, advertising of cigarettes. Marlboro cigarettes started in the 1920s, and it was mostly for women because they had filters, and real men don't need filters. And it was very low on the cigarettes until the 1950s. Then they began a tactical shift in their advertisement, and they said, let's not sell cigarettes. Let's sell a lifestyle, something that's really manly, something that's really joyful and powerful. So on their cigarette package, they put the phrase of Julius Caesar when he had conquered people, Veni, Vidi, Vici. I came, I saw, I conquered. I don't smoke, but if you have Marlboro cigarettes, see if it's still there. And then the Marlboro man began. A healthy young man on horseback by a campfire with a beautiful hat, living a healthy outdoor lifestyle with fresh air. Remember, we're not selling cigarettes. We're selling a lifestyle. And this tactical shift in advertisement continues to this very day. Subaru, Toyota, watch the car companies and other products. We sell you. Remember, Coke is it. Have a Coke and a smile. The joy of advertisement is you don't sell the product. You sell something that people already enjoy. And why do I say this? Because temptation is very much like that. Temptation promises you the world as it gradually takes your life from you. Look how great this is. You've never tried it. How do you know it's not good? I know you want to do this. If we did everything we wanted to do, we'd all be in jail. But temptation is like that. Be popular. Well, as a conclusion to this brief sermon, I want to read you a poem about Jesus called A Solitary Life. It was written about what Jesus did and how much we can be tempted to be popular. Because whether you are young and you think about all the great things you can do, whether you are middle-aged and you think of some possibilities left and something gone, or you are elderly and you think everything has passed you by, every one of us can be great, because to be great is to be good, to do good things, say good things, think good things. That's what makes a person great, not simple accomplishments. So now, if you can meditate on this simple poem. He was born in an obscure village, a child of a peasant woman. He grew up in another obscure village where he worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. Then for 3 years, he was an itinerant preacher. He never had a family, nor owned a home. He never set foot inside a big city. He never traveled 200 miles from the place where he was born. He never wrote a book or held an office. He did none of the things that usually accompany greatness. While he was still a young man, the tide of popular opinion turned against him. His friends deserted him. He was turned over to his enemies. He went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for the only piece of property he had, his coat. When he was dead, he was taken down and laid in a borrowed grave. 20 centuries have come and gone, and today he is still the central figure for much of the human race. All the armies that ever marched, and all the navies that ever sailed, and all the parliaments that ever sat, and all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of humanity upon this earth as powerfully as this one solitary life.